So we're starting Zayin Amud Aleph, first word on the line, V'chein L'inyan M'mayna. So just very bekitzer, so basically we have four Yesaidis until now, on the staff. The first Yesaid is the Yesaid of Arev, the second one is Eved Knani, the third one is a combination of Arev and Eved Knani, and the last one, the fourth one, is the Yesaid of Adam Chashav. These are all different ways of making a kinyan. So Rava said that just like by Kedushin, all four different ways of Kedushin work, also Itmar Nami, Mishmei D'Rava, V'chein L'inim Amayna, that also when it comes to Mamanis, the halacha is that a kinyan will work in any of these four different ways, Pasha Pshat. Let's take a look at Rashi. What does that mean? V'chein le'inyim amayna. Hanach shmeit said the Rava. The alfin on kiddusha midin arev, umidin eved knani. Just like Rava said before, le'inyim kiddushin, that it works le'inyim arev, and that it works le'inyim eved knani, kein le'inyim amayna. So too, when it comes le'inyim mamanes, also, Arev and Eved Knani work. What's an example? Mocher Leisada. Thank you. Mocher Leisada. But Amar Loi Ten Hakasef Leplani. Let's say he sold him a field. And he said, "Tena kasef l'ploini v'sadi mechur l'cha by kana midin arev." Says even though you did not get the money, rather you said, "Give the money to someone else." But behiana, since the fact is that the person listened to you and gave away, let's say you, instead of the guy giving you $100 for the field, you told him, "Give $100 l'ploini, and then I'm going to sell my field." That's going to work, just like the kedushin will work midin arev. So too, when it comes to the sada, it's going to work midin arev. Case number two, the opposite. Heluch mana utehe sadcha mechur l'ploini. Here, a third party is going to offer $100 and say, "Here's $100. Please sell your field to the lekeach." Kana isay ploini hasada midin eved kanani. So then, over there also, the sada will also work. Case number three, tein mana l'ploini. Go ahead and give $100 a plenty. V'tikna le'sadi bay, kaina midin shneim. So then you're going to have a combination. So again, we had four halachas at the top of the Amud. And then Rashi said by all three, at least by three out of four of them, that it's going to work. So the Rishonim are medayik. Why did Rashi only mention the first three? Rashi mentioned Arev, he mentioned Eved Knani, and he mentioned the combination of both Arev and Eved Knani. What's the reason? So what's the reason why Rashi leaves out the fourth case? But at the end of the day, all the Rishonim agree, halacha l'maaseh, that really all four reasons are going to work. And even midin, the fourth halacha, what's the fourth halacha? The fourth halacha is the halacha of Adam Chashev. L'mashal, you know, you would be very excited if you gave Rabbi Yashiv a gift, right? If you went ahead and gave Rabbi Yashiv a painting and he's gonna hang it up in his living room, you would be very excited. In fact, you would probably pay someone to allow Rabbi Yashiv to do it. So therefore, if a lady wants to become kedushas to Rabbi Yashiv, and she would go ahead and give him a gift, the kedushin would work. So too, the Rishonim Paskin L'inyan Mamanis, if you would want to sell a field to Rav Yashiv and you would give him a gift, it's as if he gave you a dollar. And since it's as if he gave you a dollar, so then therefore he could thereby buy your field with it.
In addition to the gift, but
not agav. I mean, not that I gave you a gift and agav that I'm selling you the field. Rather, with that hana, that I got from the fact that you accepted my gift. So I got that hana that I received. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to sell you the field. And Rashi explains, what's that hana? The hana is, since I would have paid someone money to get Rav Eliashiv to accept that gift. So therefore we could do it. So therefore, Lachol Maisa, all four of these will work. So the shaila is, why did Rav have to speak it out? These four different ways that will work by Kedushin, and then again he has to go speak it out that all four ways will work by Mamas. What's the Chiddush? So the Gemara continues, Utsricha. Why do you need to tell you both Kedushin? Diashmin and Kedushin, if it would only tell you this Chiddush when it comes to Kedushin, Mishimda, it's a Nichala B'choldahu. When it comes to Kedushin, I understand you can make a Shvach Maisa Kenyan. Why by Kedushin are you able to make a Shvach Maisa Kenyan? Because most ladies are very happy, happy with anything. They just want to get married. The fact that you're giving them a dollar, or you're giving them a nice, simple, plain ring, that's not what's making her want the Kedushin. She just wants to get married. So since a lady is happy with any small amount of thing in order to get married, so that's why you could do a Shvach HaKinyan, like Hanas Adam Choshev, or Arev, or Eva Kanani, Kedir Resh Lakish. Dama Resh Lakish, Resh Lakish says a big Yisoid, Tavla Mesav Tandu, it's in the natural nature of a lady, it's good, the Mesav Tandu, to sit with two Guthim, two people, meaning a husband and a wife, the Mesav Armaloi, than to sit all alone, like an Almana. That almost all ladies would rather be married, Hashem put it into the natural Teva of a lady, so since Hashem placed it in the natural teva of a lady, so then therefore, okay, you could do a Shvach HaKinyan, and you could do it just with the Hana of Adam Chashev, or just the Hana of an Arev, or an Eved Kanani, or any of these examples. Avol Mamayna, but by Mamin...
Can I interrupt you? So, why can't she marry an ordinary man? Why does it have to be an Adam Chashev?
Well, in order to make any kinyan, you always have to go. There are three ways, let's say, to make any kinyan kedushin: kesef shtar, and bia. So we're saying that you could do a shvach kesef that she's not actually getting hard cash. Rather, all she's getting is hana, the hana that you listen to me, the hana of adam chashev. But when it just comes to the stamp person, and she didn't get anything.
But there is hana.
Is hana someone accepts a gift, or is hana when you get a gift?
So, because she's not, if she gives money to a simple person, not a chashev person,
you don't need to pay for that. Anybody would take it. That's not a big deal. Yeah, if somebody's chashev, that's a big deal.
Mm-hmm. But no one would pay to give a gift. Right? You go to chasen and you gave a gift, and there's nothing. So therefore, when it comes to Kedushin, we understand you could do a Shvach HaKinyan Kesef. Why could you do a Shvach HaKinyan Kesef? Because Tavla Mesev Tandum and Mesev Armelu. Ava Mamayna. However, when it comes to Mamon, most people like their stuff. They like their fields. They like their houses. Emaloi. Then I would think that in order to sell your field, you're going to need a real hard cash. And it's not enough the Shvach HaHana of Adam Chashev or the Shvach HaHana of Arev Bayana, the that they listen to you. So therefore, Kamashman Rav HaChidosh that no, that even when it comes to Mamonis, you could do these four types of Kinyanim of Kasef. And if you would only tell us the chiddush that these four things work, let in your mamin, mishum disyav lemachila. Mamonis is anyways much easier. By mamonis, let's say you owe me money, I could go ahead and I could be meichel it. Mamon is much easier. Have a kedushin, but kedushin, you can't just be meichel. Say, yeah, I don't care about the dollar at all. I want to get married for free. I want to get married without anything.
Oh, yeah.
But by kedushin.
Maybe. Woman will get married without anything.
So it says in the first Mishnah, Isha Niknes because of Sharabiyah, you always require a kinyan. When it comes to mamas, even when it comes to selling a field, I can't really be I'm be meichel a field to you. I could be meichel the money that you owe me for the field. I mean, if I sell you a field and then I realize you're having a hard time, I could be meichel the money. But I can't just say I'm giving you to the field b'mechila.
So the transaction has to have that transaction.
Right. So, but kedushin, which is a whole chalais. So the chalais, there has to be something to set off and to create that chalais. So yeah, ashmim amayna mishum disyav l'mechila. And so if I would teach you mamanis, it's disyav l'mechila. Avo kedushin a maloi, but by kedushin I might think that a kinyan kesef will not work. Tzricha. So therefore, Rava needs to teach you this chiddush that both by kedushin and by kesef and by mamanis that it's going to work. Dr. Ashi. What does it mean, this Yavla Mechila? No, I skipped the Rashi. Nichala. So it says, Nichala Leah's Nicknes Becholtu. She's willing to accept and get married with just a Choldu, even a Shvacha Kinyan Kesef. Bekinyan Kosher, with just a Shvacha Kinyan Kesef. I feel it, Tevis Hanah Ba'ama. Even just Tevis Hanah, the fact that you accepted the present, or let's say by an Arab, the fact that you listened to me and gave away the money, so even Tevetana Ba'ama, that's going to be enough. Tandu, Begufim Shnayim.
Dr. Bate has a question.
Oh, yeah? Sorry, what's your question?
Dr. Bate.
Dr. Bate, what's your question?
Moshe.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Hi, Tony Mayer. He was trying to reach you. He wanted to hear your question. Did you hear him calling you?
I muted myself. It took me a while to get unmute.
Oh, so something happened to the phone. I'm going to call back. Let's try calling back. Okay, fine.
Okay.
We're hanging up and calling back?
We're back.
No, I think that's pretty... Hello?
Oh, they're back.
My question was, if what Rosh Lakish says about the woman prefer to be married, why can't that work with the Kenyan Khalifa? You said the lady wouldn't be... wouldn't want to be married to Kinyan Khalifa because it's less than Shavu Pruta, but here we see Rish Lakish says that it's preferable to be married than to be single.
So excellent. So even though so excellent question. So basically we've discussed a few times already here that Ha'isha Niknes B'Shleisha D'Rachim Kesef Shtar Obia. So even if it's a shvach way of fitting into, let's say, Kinyan Kesef, then the Gemara has a havamina to say Tavla Mesef Tandu Mesef Armalei. But let's say you would give a matana to a non-Adam Chashev, and it's not Shavu Pruta, that would certainly not work. So too, when it comes to Chalipin, since Chalipin is not considered Kesef, Shtar or Chazaka, so even if she would want to do it, but still there's no mechanics to do it. The only mechanic to create the Kinyan is the Kinyan Kesef, Kesef Shtar and Chazaka, I was thinking of Kaika, I meant Kesef Shtar and Bia. So by Chalipin, since it won't fit into it, just like even if Tavla Mesef Tandu, it still won't work Pachas Meshava Pruta. You still need Tevis Hana of Meshava Pruta, so too when it comes to Chalipin, it won't work.
Thank you.
It's like nothing, like a
sudder. The common way also nowadays of doing it is you go ahead and you give the Rav your yarmulke and you get it right back. So you didn't get anything. So therefore, that wouldn't be considered worth a shava pruta. In fact, when it comes to Adam Chashev, they say this, that we say giving an Adam Chashev is something, is only true if you gave him something and he keeps it. But if you give him a present and he gives it right back, right, then obviously that would not be Hanas Adam Chashev, and that would not work. But it's definitely an interesting question. But it's not like Tavla Mesef Tandu doesn't have limits. You still have to fit within to the the classical limits. It's just we're lowering the bar.
Khalifin always has to be given back.
That's what it is.
No, that's the standard way.
That's the standard way, but it keeps it.
Yeah, it is possible to do chalipa, and when we get to the sig of chalipa, we'll discuss there are different ways of doing chalipa.
We're talking about chalipa is when he gives it back.
But over here that we're discussing kin and kasef, all the Gemara is saying is that we might think the bar is lower for kin and kasef by an isha. Kamash malon, not. Okay, let's continue in Rashi. Tandu, begufim shnayim bal v'iste. That if you have two gufim, the hainu, guf number one is the husband. Guf number two is the wife. But if you in the law elo lutzavis ba'amad, even if he's not such a chashev person, to keep her company, that even if all she has is a little bit of company, still she'll be happy. The isyahev lemechila, the adam rishay lemeichle. If someone owes you money for a sadar, for whatever reason, you're able to be meichel. So Rashi's a little bit of a chiddush. Rashi's saying is because I could be meichel the money. But over here we're discussing actually selling the field. Selling the field, there's no way to sell a field ayudei mechila. So Rav Chanan points out perhaps a second pshat, not like Rashi, is the Avla mechila, he says, is by kedushin, no matter how excited she is, let's say she finds like the best shidduch that she could ever find. So she said, I'm so excited about the shirk, I agree to the shirk without anything, without kesef shtar or bia. It's not going to work. When it comes to mamanus, how does the kinyan work? Does, if ayideya mashikha or ayideya agbar or ayideya kesef, is that how the kinyan works? Really, the way the kinyan works is because I'm serious. I want to be maknet to you. But how do we know that you're serious? Okay, so now we need some demonstration. We do a mashikha, we do hagba, we do kesef. We want to show a gemira's das. But let's say it comes to a chasana, and you're super excited. And now you want to be makna things from the chasana to the kala, from the kala to the chasana, right? Or more commonly, the father of the chasana, the father of the kala, and they want to set up this new couple, and they want to be makna things b'dibur ba'alma. That's where the kinyan works. You don't even need a kinyan kesef. You don't need any kinyan. Hin, the gemara in Ksuvas Kavbe says, hin dvarim haniknam ba'mira. You're able to do a kinyan just through Gemira's Das. Oh, so we see it's much easier to do a Kenyan Mammon. Since it's much easier to do a Kenyan Mammon, you could do it without any of these mechanics. You could create a Kenyan Mammon without Kassaf, without Shtar. Then I might think the bar should be lower, that you could even do it by Hiyana of Adam Chashev or Arif Kamashman the Gemara, that both Kedushin and Mammonist works. Okay, that was just extra credit if anyone wants. An interesting Rav Chanan about the Yisoid of how Kinyan Mammonus works.
Well, what do you say about my karka? You can't moichel karka?
Right. I mean, let's say I have a land and I don't want it, so I'm going to give it to you, and you say you don't have a penny to your name. I'm like, okay, it's fine. I'll just be moichel to you. Oh, so I could be maknet to you with the gift, but then you have to still do a kinyan, and the kinyan would still have to be kesef shtar chazaka. So kesef, you know. Right, but let's say I could give you a gift ayudei shtar. Let's say I have. Cheer, and I want to give you a gift, or a sefer, I want to give you a gift, so then you have to do agbo, you have to do mashicha, right? So Rav Chanan saying is that there actually are ways, if I could prove a gemira's death without a ma'ase kinyan, that could work by mamonos. However, by kedushin, there is no such thing as her.
Could Lutzavis Ba'alma mean just for the title? This is
Lutzavis. Yeah, okay, so I don't want to get into this so much. There's another gemara that said, even though we say tav l'meisav tandu me l'meisav armaloi, but it might just be for the title of being a missus of a kula mezanas tachas balein. It doesn't mean that she's really she's really so happy. She just wants someone to do it. But I was just going with a more simple pshat is that a lady Hashem put in the teva of a lady that she wants to Fun. Zok Gemara, right. The next Gemara is a little bit complex, so we got to focus. Amarava. Hiskadshi li lechatsi. A man tells a lady, you, the lady, should be mekudeshes to half of me, the man. Mekudeshes, it works. A lady is able to become mekudeshes to half of the man. However, chatsyech mekudeshes li, the opposite. Chatsyech, half of you, the lady. it's mekadesh li, I'm being mekadesh to the whole part of the man in a mekadeshes. So again, half the lady is not mekadeshes, half the man is mekadeshes. So the effect of Gemara, why is that true? Amri Abai L'Rava, Maishnach Chetz Yech Mekudashes Li, the Eina Mekudashes. What's the difference of the second case, that half of the lady is Mekudash to the whole of the man? The Eina Mekudashes. What? Yeah, we switched the order. So what's the reason in the second case why Chetz Yech, half of the lady Mekudashes Li, the Eina Mekudashes? Isha Merachmana, V'loi Chatzi Isha. The Torah said we need a full lady and not a half a lady. That's the drasha. It's a gezeiras hakasef. It says in the Torah, ki yikach es isha, and it means a man has to make kedushin to a whole lady. To fact, that's the Gemara's question. Very good. You're mechaven. Hachinami isha marachmana. V'loi chatzi isha. It says ki yikach es isha. So just like we say isha means a whole lady, shouldn't ish mean a whole man? Yeah, so that was Abaye's question to Rava. Amarle, Emphet Rava to Abaye, Hachi Hashta. There's a very big difference between a man and a lady. Hasam Itzala Beitre Loichazia. Over there, a lady is never allowed to be married to two men. So since a lady is not chazi to marry two men, so therefore, when I said half of you should be mukadeshes to me, I couldn't have meant half of you be mukadesh to me and half of you go ahead. It's just like a clever way of saying you could marry me and I'm giving you permission to marry someone else. It's impossible to say. So therefore, it's not chal. Ela gavra milei chazi lebeitre. A man, you know, nowadays our minhag is not like this, but a man is allowed to marry two wives, right? Yaakov Avinu married four wives. Gavra milei chazi lebeitre, isn't he allowed to marry two ladies? V'hachi kamarla. When he said half of me mekudeshesli, all he meant to say was, diba ina leminsa v'achriti ina sevni. He meant half of me is meshuvah to you and half of me is meshuvah to someone else. I'm marrying. Half of me is married to you, but I can marry someone else. We didn't really mean half of the man. The whole man is married to her, but if I want, I can marry a second wife. So therefore, there's no real difference between a man and a lady. Avada Kedushin has to be on the whole guf, but his kavana was, if I want, I can marry someone else. Dr. Ashi, Isha Amrachmana, Ki Yikach Ish Isha. It says in the Torah, a man makes kedushin to a lady, ish amrachmana ki kachesh, but it also says a whole man. And for the Gemara, all the guy meant was itza lebeit treili nasi lehem yefsher. A lady, it's impossible to say he meant that you can marry another man, because that's the whole that destroyed the whole concept of kedushin. The whole concept of kedushin is that she's niknat to her husband completely, so she can't marry someone else, then she's not completely mekudeshes to a man. Hilkuch highly kadosh al apalza. Therefore, he was serious when he said half. He meant that the kedushin is only chal to half of her. V'chatzin nisher la'achar. And therefore, half of her ends up remaining to someone else. So those types of kedushin can't work. However, when it came to the man could marry a second wife or even a third wife or a fourth wife. So he was just saying, you should know. So it's very interesting. The Chaim Rabbeinu Gershom sort of changed around the whole entire fundamental structure of a marriage. It used to be a lady is completely meshuvah to a man, but a man is not completely meshuvah to his wife. He could love a second wife or a third wife or a fourth wife. Also, she was meshuvah to him that he can't divorce her bal karcha. But meaning she has no right to divorce him, but he has the right to divorce her. Now after Rabbeinu Gershom, now it totally switched around. Now, right, the minhag amongst us is that we can't marry a second wife and we cannot divorce her bal karcha. So it sort of completely switched the dynamics of kedushin.
So before the Takana of Rabbeinu Gershom, a man could be Mekadosh a woman, but he's not Mekudosh to her. But now,
right,
because of Takana, he is Mekudosh to her?
No, at the end of the day, Avada, he's still being Mekadosh a lady, but I'm saying, but now it's not like he could say half of me is Meshuvah to you and half and half to someone else.
Mekudosh means that she's not available to anybody in the world but him. now man is also mekudesh to her?
No, Avada, we're not going to change what the Torah said. I'm just saying, like, in America, there's, like, a Muslim, like, there's only one. Like, you're going to find, like the one woman and the woman's going to find the one man. I was just saying that the Muslim in the Torah is really that she'll find the one man, but it's not that he'll find the one lady. He could find he could have one, two, three. After the takana, the way practically it's working is that he's only going to have one wife. I mean, unless right? Yeah. I didn't mean to say that we actually changed the way condition works. Yeah. Amarli mar zutra bredra mar luravina. Zot mar zotra teravina v'nifshetu lo kedushe bekula. Very interesting concept. Even though you only did kedusha to half of her, but kedusha never wants to stand still. Kedusha is always trying to be mishpashi. Kedusha, as long as you allow the kedusha to be mishpashi, it's going to grow on her completely. So therefore, even though you only did the kedusha or a hektish on part of her, but let her whole let it spread to the rest of her body, and therefore her whole entire body will become a kadasha, then it should be chal. Miloi Tanya, didn't we learn in the Braisa? Ha'omer raglo shel zu oila. If someone said only the leg of the animal becomes a karban oila, te kula oila, then that kadusha spreads to the whole entire shar, and now the whole entire shar is going to be an oila. So too over here, if you do kadushin to half of the lady, let the kedushin spread to the whole lady, and since now the chalais of the kedushin is chal on the whole entire lady, so then therefore it should be chal, right? But if you manda amar in kula oila, and even according to the manda amar, when it comes to hektish, and I say only the leg should be an oila, it doesn't spread from the leg to the whole entire body. This that it doesn't spread. The leg is not chashiv enough. The soul is not tully on it. Right? Even if the animal would lose the leg, it could still handle. So if you just makdish the leg, it can't spread from the leg to the whole entire body. But let's say if you makdish the heart or the brain, then it could spread. So if you hear that I was makadish half of the lady, right, and obviously a lady can't survive without half of her, so that's the neshama tluya bay. So then, therefore, still, according to everyone, the kedushin and the hektish should spread. Avol makdish davar shaneshama tluya bay. But if you makdish, let's say half of her, that the neshama is tali bay, have your kula ayla.
How can the
Gemara
say that a behemoth
has
neshama? Why not neshama?
Right.
Does a behemoth have neshama? What does that mean?
So each person is composed of, let's say, three parts. Of nefesh, ruach, neshama, and then maybe another two. Chayechida, we won't get into it. But I'll call upon him. So neshama could mean, when you're talking about a person, it could just be referring to that highest level part. But neshama also just as a broader term, could be used in terms of a living being. So over here, when we use the lashon of neshama, it's referring to the broader thing of a shara. It doesn't mean it has that highest level of neshama. It just means the soul. And taka, it's true that Hashem created everything, and everything you have a daimim a tzimeach, and then you have a bal chai, and each thing has a little bit more of kedusha of Hashem in it, right? Really, the whole entire world is Hashem, so it doesn't have that highest, that high level of a person. It's we don't believe in these animal rights, so that an animal is so chasha, but there is a little bit of kedusha in an animal, right? And an animal could become muktis, especially an animal that ends up being muktis l'shamayim and is brought as a carbon. It has a little bit of a kedusha, but we're just using neshama as a general term, but definitely not referencing a neshama of a person. So let's take a look at Rashi. Nifshitu kidushe bekula, ki amar chetzich mekudeshesli. When I tell a lady only half of you should be mekudeshes to me, but the other half not, the mekudeshes b'loshen hektish kama. Since I take kedushin and loshen hektish, just like hektish spreads and grows if we allow it, right? Kedusha always wants to grow. So then so too over here, let the Kedusha spread and grow on the whole lady, and let the Kedusha be chal. But feel man the Amar Pluksaibim Sechlis Tamura, still, that's only by a leg. But if you say half of her, or her heart, or her brain, or something which the neshama is tuyabai, then everyone agrees that we believe in this concept of espashas, and therefore let the kushan be chal completely on her, and therefore the kushan should be chal. Zok the Gemara, it's not a good damien. Me, dummy, how could you compare a lady to hektish on an animal? Hasam behema. Over there it's an animal. And this animal is completely owned by you. So there's nothing holding back the hektish to be chal. It's my animal. I said it should be an ayla, so, and it's mine completely. So there's nothing holding it back from the whole entire animal becoming an ayla. Hachadas acharis. Over here, when you're being mekayesh a lady, you could say, do you want to marry me? And the lady could say no. So over here, she didn't say no. She agreed to half. But she never agreed to the second half. I can't force the Kedushin to be mispache on the second half. She has to agree to it, and she only agreed to half. Haloi damya. El lahad amar Rav Yochanan. This would be more comparable to the case of Rav Yochanan. What's that case? Behema shel shnei shatfim. Let's say the behema did not completely belong to you. The behema belonged to two shatfim. And one of the shatfim hiktish chatzia. He was makdish his whole entire half, but he couldn't be makdish the other half, because the other half didn't belong to him. It belonged to the other shuttif. Then, but he really wanted to be makdish the whole thing. Then he went to the other shuttif, and he bought back the second half of the animal. So now he completely owns the animal of Vikdisha. And now he was makdish the second half. So first he was makdish his half. Then he bought the second half and was makdish the second half. Kedusha. We say the whole entire behema is kaddish. Ve'ena kreva. And even though the behema is completely kaddish, however, but you're not allowed to be makriv on you're not able to be makriv on the mizbeach. Why? Since you started off only being half kaddish, why? Because it wasn't able to be mispashrit. And even though now it is completely kaddish, but it's already nidcha, as the Gemara is about to explain. Therefore, you're not allowed to be makriv al gabi mizbeach. Voice it tamura. However, since it does have a kedusha, you are allowed to make a tamura. If you try to switch it out with another behema, it will make a tamura. Tamura sekiyotiv. However, the tamura is going to be like it, just like it can't be nikrav al gabi mizbeach. So to the tamura can't be nikrav al gabi mizbeach. So let's take a look at Rashi to explain this. Hasam behemahi v'shaloihi. Over there it's an animal, so the animal can't decide, no, I don't want to be a carbon, and the animal completely belongs to you. So therefore, eima akev al yodim milos kadesh. Kedusha automatically wants to expand. It always automatically wants to grow. Unless you have a ma'akev, unless you don't allow the kedusha to grow. But over there by an animal that there's no ma'akev, it's completely yours, that has no das acharis, lefikachish koyach b'mamari lefshay. So therefore, there is a power in your word to go ahead and spread. And the whole entire animal will go ahead and become hektish. V'hocha das acharis. However, by a lady, this das acharis, she has her own opinion. She's allowed to agreed to the Kedushin or not. Yesh chashuva k'moysa makavis bedover. Her das is just as important as his das in the Kedushin. And she's ma'ake bedover. Shem ena isha reitz. So let's say she does not want the Kedushin, or she doesn't want a full Kedushin for some reason. She only wants a half a Kedushin. Enam Kedushin. The Kedushin will not be a good Kedushin. So over here, the lady only agreed to half a kedushin. Therefore, a dibur can't be tefis to spread on her completely. And since it can't be chal on half, and it can't be mispashet bekula, so therefore the kedushin is going to be completely not chal. It won't be chal on half, like on the behema, half of it could be kaddish. By a lady, it's all or nothing. And since it can't be all, therefore it will be nothing. Haloi damya, what would be a better dimin to kedushin? Maskana to terutzahi. This is the end of the answer. Ein davar zadoima el behema shel shnei shutfim. So therefore, the das of my shutf is ma'akev. The ikka das acharis ha'makavis, but even though the behema doesn't have das, but since the behema is owned by another shutf, and he could say, no, I don't want my animal to be a karban, so therefore it will not be mispashet, because the other owner is being ma'akev. the Tikadish Kul al Pia Echad. And over there, we do not say that the whole entire animal will become Kaddish. So too over here, when it comes to the lady, we will not say that the Kaddish is Chalva Kula. However, even though over there, the whole entire animal did become Kaddish in stages. First I was Mekaddish half, then I bought the second half and I wasn't Mekaddish yet. This is Zaitig HaKaddish, the Eina Kreva. When I was makdash half of it, there's no such thing as a half a oil. Just like there's no half a kedushin, there's no such thing as half a oil. So therefore, it wasn't right to be nikrav on the mizbeach. I was only makdash half of it. So therefore, v'tim lachar. So what do you do with half a oil? Or what do you do with kedushin damim? You sell it, and with that money, yakav acharis b'damel. With that money, you buy another carbon. However, this animal, since at the beginning it wasn't Roy Lalas Agabim Mizbeach, it's Nidcha forever.
Even if he had in mind to buy it in the future, because there's a Das HaCharis now, it's not Nispashim.
Right. So since right now there's a Das HaCharis, it can't be Nispashim. Once for 1 second it's not Roy, then it's never going to be Roy for forever. But Oysa Tmura Im Hamer Ba. If I go ahead and I do tmura, which means I take another animal and I say I want to transfer the kedusha from animal A onto animal B, the halacha is the kedusha does not leave animal A. However, there is additionally kedusha on animal B, tmurasa ki yaitzi, but the ena kreva. But the second animal cannot be nikrav as an oila because it only got the kedusha of the first animal. And since the first animal can't be nikrav as an oila, it only has kedusha damim to be sold. For an oila, so therefore the second animal also cannot be brought as an oila. The mikoyach kedusha dechuya basa, since it came from a koyach that was dachli for a second, even though at this point in time both halves are a carbon oila, but since it's not roy lalas agavim mizbeach, so therefore the second animal is not roy lalas agavim mizbeach.
We do say that the first half, though, the kedusha, the hekdesh is chal on the first half because he owns that half.
Yeah, it is chal, but only kedusha's dam and not a kedusha's karban.
So
you
paid it with money.
So you sell the kedusha's damim, and then with that money, let's say you sell it for $100, then you could buy another animal for $100, and that second animal could be nikrav agabim mizbeach. We stop right here. Okay, fine. And then the Gemara is going to say that we have three big kedushin that we're going to learn out. That Amir Tzachem, we shall see tomorrow.
Okay, press star 9.